Now, Grant, before we get to this, I do want to ask you, because I know you're an avid golfer, Phil Mickelson's 50, just became the oldest person to win a major at 50 years young. So does this make golf less of a sport in your eyes or more of a skill set? What do you think?
Oh, that is an awesome question. I would say it's more of a sport, even more of a sport than ever. Just goes to show that as we age and hone our athletic abilities, it's not all about might and power. Although, if you look at the fitness and the things that Phil Mickelson is doing,
oh, yeah.
as he was saying, he was hitting bombs and, you know, hit salacious seeds. So pretty awesome to see. And as much as I'm not the hugest Phil Mickelson fan, maybe he's turned me. It just took him maybe an extra 30 years to get me on board.
Jesus, buddy, he's giving you hope. He's giving you hope. He got a few years before you hit 50. Maybe you can win one. We'll see what happens.
I got 4 years to make the tour. I don't think it's happening. It's not happening. But I was cheering for him.
Yeah. Well, that's a good story, no question about it. You look at we're in the NHL playoffs right now, and you know there's lots of gain in the body. There's wear and tear. There's bumps and bruises all the time. There's lots of talk about icing and the pros and cons of it, and there seems to have been a shift the last few years. So I know your new Spruce Grove Cynic, you guys have a technology called the Cryo Penguin. What's a Cryo Penguin?
Close. Cryo Penguin. So cryo is anything to do with cryotherapy or ice. It's the medical term we use for utilizing reduced temperatures to assist with the healing process. And yes, you're right. It's become somewhat of a, I wouldn't say it's a debate, to be frank. The science is pretty solid on the effectiveness of ice at certain times. There is one side of the pendulum that are trying to convince people that, you know, using ice and reducing inflammation isn't a good idea because inflammation is part of the healing process. But I say this all the time. Absolutely. It is part of the healing process and it is necessary, but reducing early stages of it and the amount, it's like being sick. When we're sick and our body's trying to expel something, you know, like when we're actually physically vomiting as an example, some amounts of that is good. But if you do that for too long, it's not good. And so no different than swelling and ice, too much inflammation, too much swelling early in the stage can actually be, one, it's very painful. Two, it can actually reduce the healing process because it actually, and it can be very dangerous, actually, in cases like what, as we talked about earlier in the year, when we talked about Tiger Woods, when massive amounts of swelling and can compress structures and cause further damage, actually. So we do want to use ice in the early stages, contrary to this one side that are kind of advocating for not using it.
Okay, so it all comes down to certain timing, correct? Because the one negative about if you ice, that it restricts blood flow, right? That's what a lot of people say, hey, don't ice because it restricts blood flow, and that can slow down the healing process. But if it's inflamed, then you want to ice.
That's right. Swelling and too much swelling and too much inflammation is not good. And so essentially what ice does, for those that are listening, is it does cause vasoconstriction. So it causes the blood vessels to constrict. That vasoconstriction reduces the amount of that kind of swelling getting to the area and also going back and getting circulated throughout the body. It also reduces a lot of pain and muscle spasm. It inhibits spasm and it reduces pain because it actually slows nerve conduction. So you can imagine early stages, it can be very effective for getting somebody the relief they need, whether it's a swollen ankle or an acute inflammatory problem like a tennis elbow or a golfer's elbow, and you're just not sure what to do. So when it's brand new, if you're in that first 24 or 48 hours, it can be a very effective treatment technique. I can tell you that those guys playing hockey, baseball players, you see ball players, what's the first thing you see on their shoulder after they've pitched a big stretch? The first thing you see is that ice going on the shoulder just to reduce that inflammation and swelling so that we don't kick off this kind of storm, this kind of inflammatory storm that might lead to problems down the road.
Grant Fedora joins us from Leading Edge Physio. Now, Grant, outside of the Cryo, the Penguin Cryo machine, excuse me, you also have the game-ready units. So what are those?
Yeah, so we have a bunch of different things. So the Cryo Penguin is actually using its new technology to Western Canada, actually. So you've seen these chambers where people are using them to, you know, promote health, wellness and well-being by reducing the temperature. What this is using is that same liquid nitrogen to apply that lower temperature to the surface area of the skin. And you can get it very low. It gives us feedback as to actual temperature of the skin. And we can do various things. So if you've got an acute inflammation or swelling and it's in that first couple of days, or it's kind of become too much for your body to manage, we got to get it down. We got to reduce it. Game readies are, they're used by professional athletes around North America, and they have been for some time. And they circulate cold water through a cuff or through a sleeve that you're going to apply. So they apply pressure, a constant amount of pressure, however, and at the same time, they apply ice. At one of our facilities, we've actually got a game-ready system that actually circulates hot and cold wet water with pneumatic compression. So it actually can compress and increase the amount of pressure while circulating either cold or hot water or alternating. So sometimes you want ice, sometimes you want heat. And in that subacute stage, sometimes alternating it, opening and closing the blood vessels can be very effective. We call that a contrast modality. So some people, you see athletes putting their foot in ice water and then in hot water, going back and forth, very effective at reducing inflammation and also promoting that what we call vasal return, or the body's ability to kind of disperse the swelling and absorb it properly.
Grant, do you ever consider Benadryl or other antihistamines for inflammation reduction? Question from Matt, the paramedic.
You know, that's a good question. Probably better question for a pharmacist, but not for musculoskeletal inflammation. Certainly from those kind of cytokine responses that you'll get from somebody who's got an allergic reaction. But no, not necessarily. More likely to use non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like Advil, or if you're using something that's prescription, it'd be like NSAIDs, like naproxen and these sort of things. So typically not Benadryl, no.
So, Grant, for the average person out there who, you know what, I don't know, let's say you go golf, for instance, yeah, and all of a sudden your shoulder's sore when you come home because maybe you haven't golfed. It's like your first round in 6 months or something like that. So it's just probably, you know, a little bit inflamed. When, like, what's the best way to use ice? Is there's a 20 on, 20 off thing? Like, what in 2021 now, for minor, just, you know, injuries, not the major ones, but kind of for minor irritation and pain for people, what's the best strategy to use, whether it's heat or ice? And when do you use each one that's beneficial for the average everyday schmuck like myself?
Right. No, you're not a schmuck. You've got a lot more knowledge than you let on. Certainly for those, for an acute pain, something that's just come on and you're not too sure, it just started, you're within that 48-hour window, we utilize smart rest, meaning don't totally stop using it. You want to keep some movement. You want to do it smart. So if it's the shoulder, we use these pendular exercises, just kind of gentle range of motion. And then we still lean toward, or I certainly do lean toward, using compression, ice, and that sort of an approach. So certainly you, with ice, there is a limitation. You don't want it on for too long, and you don't want it too cold, because there is a risk of frostbite. So, you know, sticking your foot in the snowbank, yeah, it might be okay if you do it for a minute or two, but if you do it for 10 or 15 minutes, you're going to get frostbite. It's very simple. So you want to use a wet towel and then apply some sort of, whether it's a gel ice pack or ice within that. That basically carries the temperature to the skin, always checking it, looking for some redness is okay, but if it starts to turn white, then you're in trouble. You're looking at kind of getting a frostbite. 15 to 20 minutes at a temperature that can be tolerated. And then, yes, you're right, doing it more frequently for that first 24 to 48 hours. Once you get to that subacute stage, it you can go either hot and cold, or I do certainly lean toward heat, because you do now want to bring that and encourage your body's ability to circulate some of that inflammatory metabolites away. And in order to do that, we need to increase circulation. With heat, same thing. You have to worry about a burn. So too hot isn't good, certainly at a temperature that's manageable. And then for heat, though, you can do it for longer than 10 or 15 minutes. You can go 25, 30 minutes, a little bit longer. Increasing the circulation can be very effective after it's no longer an acute problem.
So how do we know when it's no longer acute?
It's character of the pain. So typically, okay, when you're talking, when I'm, you know, on the radio, how I would explain it to somebody is if you just know you've done something wrong, this doesn't feel right, it's pretty sharp pain, you're getting that kind of discomfort, you're looking at it, it's acute. If you look at it and it's red or it's swollen and it's new, you're certainly looking at an acute injury. As they become a little bit less acute, they become more of a dull, aching, throbbing, that kind of discomfort. We certainly, that's kind of the character of the injury, but it's timing. So you know you've done it today. So that's that time frame, the character of the pain, the nature. What did you do to it? You know, if you rolled an ankle, it's pretty obvious it's acute. Your ankle is going to look really, really swollen and gnarly. It's going to hurt to walk on. You're going to get a throbbing ache pain with a sharp pain with it. Certainly using ice to reduce that is going to do two things. One, it's going to reduce the inflammation and swelling, which takes down the pressure on other structures. It's certainly going to make it feel better.
Great stuff, Grant. I appreciate it. If people want to try out your new Penguin, how do they go about it?
Yeah, our new clinic in Spruce Grove is the first of its first, has the first one on site. So it's going through its kind of break-in period with patients who are suffering from acute sports injuries and others, so they can just give us a call in Spruce Grove. Go to the website. All our locations now kind of in the Edmonton region can be found there at leadingedgephysio.com. And it's all, as you know, Jason, it all comes down to the right treatment for the right problem at the right time. So that assessment's key, and we'll spend the time to make sure we've got the right treatment for you.
Awesome. Great stuff, Grant. Appreciate it. Enjoy the week.
Yeah, go Oilers, hey? Go Oilers.
Well, the good news is I doubt they're going to give up 3 goals in 3 minutes tonight.
You know, more than ice is going to be needed to ease the pains if they lose tonight for me. Anyway.
You'll need something in your ice. That's true. That's very
yeah,
true.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Grant. Jason. Appreciate it.